For more than 6 years, the Richard Bong World War II Heritage Center in Superior has given families of veterans a last chance to pay their respects and say their goodbyes. Local vets in full-dress uniform, rifles, and one bugle perform the ceremony every Friday morning. Douglas County American Legion Commander John Vasky says sometimes the flag is raised with no family on hand.
It's a sad ceremony, but yet it makes you feel really good that you can do this. Afterwards, the people have come up to us and thanked us so much for the program and felt so honored that their loved ones were honored in the way we did it.
On this particular Friday, three generations gathered to honor Harold Hoppy Hopkins. He was 74 years old when he passed away in 2000. Enlisting in 1943 at 17 years old, Hopkins landed less than a year later at Omaha Beach during the D-Day invasion on the Normandy coast. Shannon Hopkins says his dad treasured his family, his country, and the flag, and all three came together in this ceremony.
It was a great, great program, and I was very honored just to be here and honor my father. He never really talked about it. He wasn't that kind of a guy. Didn't brag about it or really talked about it.
Hoppy Hopkins never showed off his Purple Heart. His widow Dolores remembers how she first heard he was wounded in the war.
We were going together. He finally told me, he said, well, you know, I've got false teeth. And he was quite young to have that. But what happened is his boat got torpedoed. He was on deck and the torpedo, the noise of the torpedo, broke all his teeth.
Like his former comrades in arms, the Hopkins family represents the families of the 16 million men and women who served during World War II. So this honor flag ceremony takes place to remember them, one veteran at a time.
Left face. Here to raise the colors. Today we raise this flag in honor and memory of Harold Hopkins, known better as Hoppy. Served in the United States Navy during World War II and was wounded in action at Omaha. We're very proud to raise this flag in his honor. May he never be forgotten.
I was trying to hold it together. I thought about my father a lot when the flame lit up, and what a great thing this was, and just to hold it together emotionally.
Yeah, he's looking down on us. I'm sure he's proud that we had it, you know, we haven't forgotten about him.
Yeah, I feel the same. It was emotional.
Order! Arms.
I miss my dad a lot, but I just think this is a wonderful thing that they're doing, you know, that you're able to fly his flag in honor of the time, you know, that he spent in service. And it also made me think about the men and women who are over there now, again, fighting for this country.
I like that the soldier said to my mother-in-law, thank you for letting us fly this flag in his honor.
A final favorite story from the family, Hoppy Hopkins spent Christmas Eve 1944 in a church in Rome. He was impressed by the fancy paintings on the chapel's ceilings.
When he got in there, he said, there was paintings on the wall, paintings on the ceilings, and paint statues around.
We've got some good artists over there.
A fellow by the name of Michelangelo. It turns out Hopkins and his buddies were celebrating Christmas Eve in the Sistine Chapel. In Superior, Mike Simon, Wisconsin Public Radio.